What do you want to talk about?
Well, start by
your dress sense for a start.
Saying who you are.
Oh, Frances Ely.
And I'm Geraldine Drew. Pleased to meet you, Frances.
I'm pleased to meet you, Geraldine. Thank you. I have a sister-in-law called Geraldine.
Oh, do you?
And you're nothing
like
her.
I have a cousin called Geraldine.
Yes.
Which she spells it different than me.
And they'll call her Gel.
Well, some of them call me Jay, and some of them call me Jez.
Yeah.
But
I shall call you Geraldine.
Well, that's very nice. Yes. They're all one or two. You've only got one nurse that calls me Geraldine. Because it's spelled Geraldine. So it's spelled the French way.
Yes,
so she should. And the nurse at my doctor's, she'll say, morning or evening, Geraldine. And she sure is Geraldine.
Oh, it sounds very
posh.
Well,
everybody else just says
France,
Jay.
In France, I am called Françoise.
Françoise.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, very posh. But I'm not keen on it myself. No, I don't like to be translated.
I don't know what they can call me anything as long as they don't call me too
late for dinner.
I mean, that's a nice old saying.
That's
it's
a
good.
Nice old saying. Don't call me, but don't call me too late for dinner.
Anyway, what are you doing down Camden? Are you doing anything?
What are we doing down Camden? Bugger all. No, I shouldn't say that. Sorry. Take that back. Can you delete that? Sorry.
Yeah, you'll do it later.
Actually, we are doing quite a lot. When they were talking about people walking, did they talk about people walking about Birmingham?
Yes.
Yes. We do bench-to-bench walks.
Oh,
yeah, they're very well organised. And we walk in an area where there's some little bit of history. And the person that leads the walk knows about that history.
Yeah.
And they walk from bench to bench so that every now and again we can have a sit down because we are old and we can't walk far. And it all ends up in a cafe or a bar somewhere where we have a coffee or a drink.
I like the idea of
and
a bar.
And it's very... I thought you might.
You can't beat a G&T, can you?
No, you can't. But no ice but lemon. I know that. Yes,
just the doctor lemon. Doesn't like me having gum.
Well, you do ignore your doctor.
I do.
I mean, what are they there for but to indulge us?
Yes.
Exactly.
No more than two pub units a month.
What's a unit? How big is a unit? As big
35
as you like.
Mil. And I said, well, that's what I said to him. I said, you mean something like about that big? He said, no. Pub units, 25 mil.
So. Well, that's okay. You're still doing all right, aren't you? How often do you have it?
I probably get through about half a bottle of gin a month.
Oh, well, there you are.
So that's not too bad.
No, that's too bad. It's doing you good.
Yeah, it keeps
you
me
look
going.
Well on him. Yeah, it keeps
yeah,
you going.
Keeps me going. So, we haven't done... There's different walks. I think there's about 51 groups under Ageing Better in the Birmingham area out of the five strands. Mm. I think the carers group is like a group on their own, so I think they just meet for support.
And they're the ones that do the walks?
No, the walks are done, I mean, they're walks in different areas.
Oh, I see.
Because the Rainbow Ramblers and their walks within the LGB hub.
Yes.
And there's other walks within the Springfield and Tyburn hub.
Yes.
So you can join.
Oh, so you've got
one,
several lots?
Yes,
yes.
Several lots. And I think the LGB, Lucy would have to put you right this, but I think the LGB is the biggest one of the lot. But they've got their own voice choir, that we've got our own choir, the LGB voices, rainbow
now, that's
voices.
That's one thing we haven't got is a choir.
We've
not,
got
not,
rainbow
not
voices.
Specifically for old.
We've got,
at least I don't think we have. What's that meant
we've to got
say?
A rainbow, we've got a gay symphony orchestra.
Have you? That's good. That's Birmingham. Very ambitious, isn't it?
Birmingham Grey Symphony Orchestra, they're part of Ageing Better as well.
Yes.
We've got such a lot of things going on, and you'll hear more tomorrow.
I think you seem to be more spread out than we are. We in Camden, we seem more together.
Well, if you was to go to Tyburn Hub, they would be closer together.
Yeah, yes.
And the Sparkbrook Hub would be a closer knit community. We're not geographical, you say, so
no.
You can come from all over. I come from Warsaw.
Yes.
You know, I mean, that's 9 miles away. And the bloke you saw today, Peter, he only lives across the road.
Yeah, so he's very close.
Susan that was there, she lives at Poets Corner. which is decent one, just two bush rides out. You know.
Well, we're more compact, I think, than that in Camden. Do you think that, or don't you know?
Yeah, definitely, I think. I mean, Birmingham is bigger than Camden, much bigger than Camden.
Yes, because you're covering the whole of Birmingham, aren't you, actually? Yeah. Tyburn, where'd they get that name from? It always reminds me of the...
It's where the hangings Tyburn used to happen.
London, too. Yeah. Did they have a Tyburn here, then?
I think they did, yeah.
Oh, cheeky lot.
Like, we've got a Soho as well.
Well, I think that's a damn cheek.
Well,
you're pinching our stuff.
We pinch everything. I mean,
you like things, didn't you?
What do you expect from Bernie Gunlock?
Well, honour among thieves.
Thieves, that's the best part.
Is there anything else you want to talk about? Or
do you like the idea of the way we run things up here?
It's different. It's different.
Yeah,
definitely different. And I think we can learn from you. I like this idea of this food.
Mm.
I think it's a very good idea because a lot of our luncheon clubs have closed down because of cuts.
Yes.
And instead of being thought, you know, thinking outside the box, as they say, they just do soup and a roll, which is easy peasy.
Mm.
But this is a brilliant idea.
This is brilliant. It's the first time I've known about it.
I know,
because it doesn't come under my category, you see. So
I know they do it in London. There are places that do it. But it's never been sort of broached to the older people.
Yeah.
And I think it's...
Have a tendency to go for the more homeless person?
Yes, yes. Yes, it does. See. But I think because... We all come from, well, the majority of people, older people now, have come from backgrounds where things have been tough indoors. Mothers had to make do with what you've got. So they know all about that, making do. So I think it would be... I'm going to broach it anyway.
I was born in 46, so I was born just after the war finished.
Yeah, yes.
But I can remember eating nettles, granny cooking nettles for vegetables.
Yeah.
And they taste just like spinach.
Yeah, you wouldn't know if nobody told you. No.
If you mix them with, they're just like spinach.
And you could do bubble and squeak.
Yeah, and I mean, so I can remember some of the things, even though I probably can't remember them on my plate.
No.
But I can remember my granny and my mum telling me that I've had them.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, my mum's still alive, but she's what? I'm 70, but she's 91.
Oh, she's doing well, isn't she?
So,
but she'd remember the hungry 30s, wouldn't she?
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't see a lot of my mother. His poor arm's aching.
Is it, darling?
Oh.
Has she cut herself?